It's Thursday, October 23rd, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. During the 2024-25 financial year, the Commerce Regional Office of the Anti-Corruption Commission handled 73 corruption reports, according to News on One's Ludolf Fiambo. Speaking at a national forum in Windhoek, Chief Investigating Officer Willem Olivier pointed to the National Petroleum Operation as a notable case.
Olivier said that out of the 73 reported cases, 49 were investigated, and 3 cases dockets were referred to the Office of the Prosecutor General for a decision. In addition, Olivier stated that the commission currently has 184 backlogged cases, which he explained are cases older than a year due to the lengthy nature of investigations.
This year's Technical and Vocational Education and Training Conference in Windhoek brings together stakeholders to enhance innovation and workforce development. The event aims to boost technical skills and prepare for future labor needs. Joseph Mukendwa, the head of policy, planning and strategy at the Green Hydrogen Program at NUST, highlighted technical education as key to lowering unemployment and supporting sustainable progress.
In a world that is experiencing rapid technological change, economic disparity, and also the challenge of climate change, TVET has never been more crucial. And why is that? It's because TVET provides and positions Namibia as well as its individuals with skills that are directly linked to the needs of industry and in so doing provide for resilient livelihoods. The other two we are all too familiar with, job creation. If you look at Vision 2030, in 2004, the stats there were at around 33.4% was the unemployment rate for Namibia. Currently, we sit in excess of 40% and youth unemployment probably even higher than that.
Since its establishment in 2009, the Competition Commission has transferred a total of 65 million Namibia dollars in penalties to the State Revenue Fund, with 9 million collected in 2024 and 25. Settlements from the non-financial cement and fuel and air transport sectors made up the latest payment, NACC spokesperson Dina Gova says.
The pecuniary penalties collected during the financial year are a culmination of settlement or consent agreements the Commission entered into with parties in the non-financial sectors, which amounted to 1 million Namibian dollars in the cement industry, 5 million Namibian dollars, as well as fuel and air transportation sectors, 3.1 million Namibian dollars.
In continental news, an American missionary and a pilot for the evangelical agency serving in mission was kidnapped in Niamey in Niger by 3 unidentified men while heading to the airport, according to Reuters reports. The kidnappers moved towards the western Tillaberi region, an area with active Islamist militants linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Authorities are investigating the incident and working to secure the missionary's release. North Atlantic Treaty Organization's Secretary General is making a last-minute trip to Washington to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump after he shelved plans for bilateral talks with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. From Washington, our correspondent is Charlotte North.
A short press release from NATO confirmed the two-day trip and that the Secretary General will meet with President Trump. It didn't provide any further details about the reason for the trip, only that it was likely to be behind closed doors. President Trump appeared to shift position after a phone call with the Russian president last week. He later shelved plans for another summit with the Russian leader. During a tense meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday, President Trump largely dismissed a request for long-range missiles and called for Ukraine to cede large swathes of its territory to Russia in exchange for peace. European leaders have spent the past several months coaxing the US president to back Ukraine more forcefully.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.